Mother of three, Mariam Umpina, collects water from a small well outside her two-room shack in Tandale, one of Dar es Salaam's poorest neighborhoods. This is the city's dusty underbelly, an unplanned settlement where people try to make a meager living selling homemade breads and chapatis from their doorstep. The well, which has been dug by hand and which has two dirty car tires perched on top of it, is perhaps 2 meters deep and is in close proximity to a number of latrines. It supplies dirty water to Mariam and her neighbors.
Maji haya ni machafu kwa sababu kisima hiki hakina mfuniko.
This water is very dirty. It's not suitable for drinking. There's no covering lid, and during the night it's just left open. They don't cover it. We use it for cleaning clothes and utensils. We don't use it for drinking. Drinking water, we fetch it from very far.
Has the health of your children suffered as a result of you not having access to clean water?
Ndiyo, watoto wangu wanaharisha mara kwa mara, halafu wanajikuna kutokana na maji.
My kids' health has been affected. Most of the time they are affected by diarrhea, and their skin always irritates because after cleaning the utensils, you use them for keeping their food. So this affects them indirectly.
Mariam's situation is typical of the majority of people across Dar es Salaam after the city's water privatization scheme went disastrously wrong. In this edition of One Planet on the BBC World Service, I'll be looking at the Tanzanian example and exploring whether the privatization of water resources has ever worked successfully in East Africa. Like the vast majority of people in Tandale, Mariam has no clean and safe piped water into her house. She has to collect it from over 1 kilometer away, leaving her house at 4 in the morning to avoid the heat and queues of other people at the water stand. There she will pay around 30 US cents for a 20-liter bucket of clean water. At that price, she can only afford 1 bucket a day. Yet about 60,000 people in Dar es Salaam have a direct water supply into their home, and they pay just 1.3 US cents for the same amount of clean water.
Maisha huwezi kuyaendesha kwa siku bila kutumia maji, kwa hiyo tunalazimika.
It's not fair. We can't afford buying 10 buckets. That's why we are forced to use the dirty water. That's why we are forced to buy only 1 bucket of clean water.
John Umfungo works for WaterAid, a British NGO which helps communities to access clean water supplies.
The situation in Dar is bad because one is related to infrastructural problem, because most of the infrastructure were installed during the colonial era and they haven't rehabilitated, though currently there are some efforts being done by the water utility to try to rehabilitate. But still, most of the water coming from the production sites are not reaching the city. There is a lot of leakage, so there is a lot of wastage. Most of the pipe are broken, are not repaired. So lack of investment actually contributes much to this, because we are using the same resources as was by few people, as compared to now where the population is above 3 million people in Dar.
We're outside Mama Mariam's house, and at our feet there's a pipe which looks like it could have carried water at some point. It's broken, it's full up of rubbish and dirt. Is this typical of how the system has degraded?
If you go around the community, you find those small pipes broken. So that's, I mean, it's very common in the community.
It was all supposed to be very different. In 2003, the World Bank and other donors wrote a check for over 160 million US dollars to rehabilitate the water system in Dar es Salaam. It was then one of the most ambitious water projects in Africa, a public-private partnership which would provide water to the poor and act as a model for other African cities.